12. Apophania. Climbing the stairs, she realizes she's forgotten to do the bond thing, but she finds that recent events have apparently broken the spell of Asian sluts. It doesn't even bother her that she knows what's stuffed down behind the pile of magazines on the landing, as long as she doesn't dwell on it. More worried about what she may just now have gotten into. Walking him to the station, she's affirmed that she's up for it. They'll work for Big End. She'll go to Tokyo and find Taki. Try, with the help of Parkaboy and Musashi, to get the number. Then they'll see. There's no reason, he says, to regard it as a Faustian bargain with Big End. They'll be free to end the partnership at any time, and can keep each other honest. But this argument is somehow familiar from past contexts, past bargains, where things haven't really worked out that well. But she knows she's going now, and she has the two very black, very odd-looking keys around her neck, and right this minute, she isn't worrying about the perimeter. Fuck Dorothea. Right now, she believes implicitly in German technology. Which is about to create a problem, she realizes, as she works those fine locks in turn. She doesn't know where she can leave the new keys, or who to trust with them. Damien will want to be able to unlock his apartment should he return, and she won't be here. He doesn't have an office, no agency affiliation that she knows of, and she doesn't know any of their mutual acquaintances here well enough to trust them with the valuable and highly portable music production gear in the room upstairs. She doesn't know how constant Damien's email connection is at the dig in Russia. If she emails him for advice, will he get it in time and respond, telling her where to leave the keys? Then she thinks of Wojtek and Magda, who have no idea where this place is. She can leave one set with them, telling Damien how to contact them, and take the other set with her. And yes, letting herself in, everything looks fine here, even the nap on the couch, reversed where Boone had sat on it. The phone rings. Hello?
Pamela Mainwaring case. I'm travel for Hubertus. I have you British Airways, Heathrow, Narita, 10:55, first class, tomorrow. Works?
Case stares at the robot girls.
Yes, thanks. Brilliant. I'll come round now and drop off the ticket. I also have a laptop for you and a phone.
She's always managed not to acquire either, at least in terms of traveling with them. She has a laptop at home, but uses it with a full-size keyboard and a monitor, only as her desk machine. And the mirror world has always been a deliberate cellular vacation. But now she remembers Tokyo's lack of English signage and her lack of spoken Japanese.
I'll be there in 10. I'm calling from the car. Bye.
Click. She locates the piece of cardboard with Wojtek's address and emails him, giving him the number here and asking him to call as soon as he can, that she has a favor to ask, and that it's worth a few ZX-81s. Then she emails Parkaboy and tells him she'll be in Tokyo the day after tomorrow and to start thinking about what she'll need to do to deal with Taki.